Hello, I am Tad Abbey, and it's time for another WNRN in-studio session. Today, River Wireless returns. They have their new album out, Monoflora, and you can see them tonight at the Tin Pan in Richmond with Alexa Rose. Hallie, Ryan, Alex, Daniel, hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
It's great to see your faces again. It has been a minute since you've been here. So, guys, would you want to start off with a song?
This is Oilskin.
When I was a child, my mother would bathe me in the sink, pull the oil from my skin. Young boy, swinging in her arms, fingers pushing back my hair so I could see. Help me when my soul was open by the touch of autumn. I was not broken yet by time, safe with her in the morning, but heading softly to the night. Now that I'm a bit older, I try to stay clean. The coming night, the anticipated slip, no. I was hoping to find I was justified in time. I was hoping to find what got away from me. Help me when my soul was open by the touch of autumn. I was not broken yet by time, safe with her in the morning, but heading softly to the night. I was hoping to find I was justified in time. I was hoping to find what got away from me. I was hoping to find I was justified. I was hoping to find. I was hoping to find. I was hoping to find. I was hoping to find.
That is Oilskin from River Wireless live on WNRN for an in-studio session. You can see them live tonight at the Tin Pan with Alexa Rose in Richmond. On Oilskin, your harmonies are just so intricate and perfect, and it is wonderful to experience River Wireless, you as artists, hearing each other, and it's plain to see that you guys truly listen to each other as you perform. Even though you've been doing this now, as we've talked about, more than 10 years, is it still a challenge to develop those harmonies even when you record this new album, Monoflora?
It's funny that you say that, because Oilskin is my least confident harmony singing song.
Oh, you did very well.
So that one is actually tough for me. Still a work in progress. Harmonies always elusive little things.
Well, we don't make it easy on ourselves, or you don't make it easy on yourselves. This is Ryan. And I feel like the harmonies are always a key, you know, to a lock that needs to be, you know, you need to find the right key, mm-hmm. because they just get more and more complicated the older we get in a lot of ways. Sometimes they come off really easy, but the band, just like anything, the band always tries to push itself. And I feel like those, just like guitar parts or violin parts, you know, kind of can be elusive no mm-hmm. matter how long you do it.
The arrangements are just absolutely splendid. And not only is it easy to hear how you listen to each other in the mm-hmm. work, but how much you love each other as songwriters. Are there particular songs that maybe a bandmate wrote that you each thought, wow, I wish I had wrote that song?
Yeah, tons.
Sure, yeah. Most of the record?
Yeah, plenty of them.
Yeah.
All the time, really.
Yeah. I can speak as the person who did not write any of the songs. I will say I'm very impressed by Michigan Cherry for Dance. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed by all the songs. But Michigan Cherry is the one that I listen to and I'm like, yeah, that's a really good song. Hallie's Fast Like a Match, I've loved from the minute I heard it. I just love the melody of that song. And I really love Ryan's Oilskin. So those are the three songs from each. You know, we were trying really hard to disguise who wrote each song. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sort of giving away. It's kind of obvious, though. You know, you can only disguise these things so much when there's three different singers. So to say that, you know, Oilskin is Ryan's song is mm-hmm. not really true. He sings it, but there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes as far as lyrics and arrangements and all that stuff that goes into it that is not coming solely from Ryan. So that's one thing that we tried to do in this on this record, too, is like we didn't let ourselves... Nobody was allowed to bring a song that was fully formed and sort of written on their own into the band room. That was like sort of forbidden, more or less. And so that's something we had done in the past. And this time we were trying to sort of let everyone be included in that initial process. But nonetheless, yeah. you can hear each voice in each song.
A quick note on Oilskin is Alex actually wrote the lyrics to the chorus of that one.
Oh.
Unknowingly.
I didn't even remember that until you mentioned it.
Yeah, we had these verses and stuff we were working on, and we had written a chorus melody together, mm-hmm. and we didn't really know what to sing in the chorus. And Alex, we sent him the song, and then he sent us this poem back that he'd written, and we kind of molded it to the melody a bit in the chorus, and that became the chorus of that song. So he's selling himself a little short when he says he doesn't
Yeah, write. Alex, you absolutely wrote the song.
Shucks.
Well, Alex just mentioned it, so if you don't mind, let's hear that tune.
Sweet like a wild berry, tart and sweet your words to me. Dark and red like a Michigan cherry, dark and red as the Iliad Sea. Here we lie in the deep night ready, here we lie, our skin is bare. I'm unsure but the river's steady, I'm unsure but you take me there. Used to sweat, my breath used to flutter. I raised to be a stoic man, to lose one to the other. But now your tongue is sharp and kind, your words resurrect me tart, sweet like a wild berry, dark and red as the Odyssey Sea. In your night ready. Here we lie, our skin is bare. I'm unsure, but the river's steady. I'm unsure, but you pull me under. Dark red like a Michigan cherry. Dark and red as you take me there. As you take me there.
That's Michigan Cherry from River Wireless, live on WNRN. RiverWireless.com is their official website. You can learn all about their new album, Monoflora, and their upcoming tour dates. Tonight, they're in Richmond performing at the Tin Pan with Alexa Rose. Actually, looking at your spring tour dates, it wraps up later this week, and then you don't pick things back up again until August, which leaves a pretty open summer. What are your plans during these off months?
TBD.
No, actually not. We were in the van yesterday, looking at those months and realizing how full all our personal lives are. There's a wedding involved. There's, like I said, Dan and I both have one-year-old children, and so that is a huge part of the summer. And Hallie's in Oregon, so she's touring with Horse Feathers.
Oh, nice.
And so it's actually turned into a very packed summer. We realize, like, the older we get and the more kind of family obligations we have to box off time for touring.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why there's these big gaps, is that we're like, green light this section, red light this section. When back in the day, it used to be whatever, whenever, send us as far as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little different now, but
yeah,
so it goes.
Well, as you're saying you're getting older, you're also looking back on your younger days, especially on Promise Rings on the new release, which you really did a great job on social media. I love the pictures of you all in high school.
That makes one of us.
The thing I want to know, though, what is your most embarrassing high school moment?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Whoa. This is not radio friendly.
I don't even have
that. Honestly, that video, looking back, I was both extremely embarrassed and proud to be so strange. It's like my section of that video, if anybody wants to go look it up, the section that, like, me and my friends are in, we're running around sword fighting with plungers in this movie that we made called This Quest for the Holy John. And it was a spoof on a spoof on a Monty Python film. And there's these two beautiful women in the video, and I was just looking at them being like, what were they doing with us? It was just three guys talking about the most ridiculous humor. So it was tough to watch that, mm-hmm. and then send it to the band and be like, I guess this is what I was doing when I was 17.
Well, looking back on that, though, as you all saw each other's memories before you all met in school, what was it like seeing your bandmates in their younger days? And
we haven't changed that much.
Yeah, honestly. About the same. Like, wily and squirrely and... Yeah. I actually was thinking that there's a portion of me in the video where I'm on the homecoming court, and I remember that was my first time in a dress, like in a fancy dress in front of all my friends, and I was so nervous that I was going to throw up. I felt, as I was walking out on the field, I thought I was going to throw up, and so I started hawking loogies on the ground as I was walking out under the lights, and they were announcing my name, and I hawked a giant loogie on the back of the dress of the girl in front of me. And they got it on camera, and she turned around and got mad at me, and that was pretty embarrassing.
I was so hoping she didn't notice.
Spitting on the other homecoming girl, you know, is not a good way.
You just really wanted that queen trophy, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, just I'd do anything. Yeah.
Well, Hallie, Alex mentioned a song you wrote on the album called Fast Like a Match. Can we hear that one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Heaven is a dim light from your a bird in the midst of my chest. Slow.
All right, Fast Like a Match from River Wireless. They're here for WNRN in-studio session, and tonight they're at the Tin Pan with Alexa Rose. RiverWireless.com has their tour dates for the rest of this week, and when they get back on the road closer to the fall, and Monoflora is out now. Big thank you to Patrick Komen for engineering today's session. Sounding awesome. Thank you, sir. This session will be available soon on our website at WNRN.org. Thank you all so much for coming by again. It's so good to see your faces. It's been a minute.
You too.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For having
Thanks
us.
For having
happy to be back.